Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
I want to share this with you. You know, we've ended 40 days of fasting and prayer emphasis. It ended last Sunday for that 40 days. And you're going to hear more about fasting and prayer and what we're going to be doing as a church. But, you know, on the heels of that, I don't want us now to slip back and fall into something that sabotages the closeness that you have maybe felt or pursued him with through this fasting and prayer. And I'm going to put it in a real practical sense here as I'm about to read this scripture. Do you know what? You know what ruins holidays? Don't say bad food. You know what ruins holidays? Family fights. Fights, quarrels. That's what ruins family holidays and get-togethers. Or you throw a get-together and you have friends and two friends kind of get into it. It just ruins it for everybody. You know, it's like maybe this last Thursday you were going to go out on your Valentine's date. It was February 14th. A couple of guys just went, what? Listen, you know, you're getting ready. You made plans. Maybe you called a restaurant, made a reservation, whatever it was. You're preparing and you're going and, you know, you make it out of the house peacefully and you get into the vehicle. And the thing is, now you've got to drive 25 minutes to the restaurant or whatever. That is a very volatile 25 minutes. A lot can happen in 25 minutes. And it's going to determine whether you're going to have a nice dinner or not. Or is he going to say something insensitive again? Is she going to say something that's going to get me sideways? Now, I don't want you to read into it. This last Thursday, Sue and I went out for a dinner. This was not us. Because I saw some of you going, uh-oh, pastor and his wife, they kind of got into it. No, no, she behaved herself this time. You know, and all of a sudden, an argument, a quarrel, it just ruins the rest of the evening, right? I want to give us a caution, just a warning from the Lord so that something doesn't get damaged that you and I have sought to draw close to him over and one another and for this church body and for those outside these walls. I want you to know, fighting and quarreling ruins it all. We have a marvelous time of praise and worship this morning. Do you know what's going to ruin it? As you go out and you get into your vehicle and you take off with your spouse or your friend or your family, or you're going to go visit somebody later, and a fight happens. A quarrel happens. A heated discussion where somebody's hurt and where we feel like we have to argue better. It just sabotaged the morning. You see, James writes it this way, because I don't want us to sabotage what God is doing, what he's been doing, and where he's leading us, and what he's going to do in the days ahead. I don't want to defer it. I don't want to damage it. I don't want it to happen. And what ruins us getting together is when we start to quarrel and fight or have our personal agendas or divisive things start to slip out with so-and-so and with so-and-so. And there's these things working in and behind the scenes bringing damage to the body of Christ, damaging what God is wanting to do. So James writes it this way. James chapter 4, what causes quarrels? What causes fights among you? Now, I want you to know, I'm not sharing this with you because there's a bunch of, I think there's a bunch of fighting going on in the body. That is not it at all. I believe that the Spirit of the Lord has brought a great dimension of health among us in this body. It doesn't mean we have it mastered. You know how that works. We've got to be on guard. We've got to be watchful. We've got to be disciplined. We've got to do it as Word says. So listen, I don't want anything to be damaged in your life because of some needless quarrel or fight or some attitude that you or someone else carries. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your desires are at war within you? In other words, what he's saying is, as you enter these quarrels and these fights, the problem isn't the other person. There are some things, and it can be, don't get me wrong, but it's what's going on in me. This is where we need to look. What's going on in me? What's going on in here that isn't right? Is it not that you have these desires at war within you? You desire, and yet you do not have, so you murder, or you go and hurt someone. All because we couldn't have it our way. You covet and cannot obtain what you want. And so you fight and you quarrel. I want it my way. I want it this way. This, that, or the other thing. These are the reasons, is that we have an agenda and some things lurking in us that are not right. And that's where we got to look to fix this. It's not just, hey, stop fighting. I mean, you know, when you're parenting your children, stop fighting, stop fighting, stop fighting. Because they're children. As we develop and we have gain a little more understanding, it's not stop fighting. It's fix what's wrong in us. And the product of that is peace. It's not division. It's not fighting. It's not quarreling. It's not damaging someone else. It's not letting desire run beyond where it should to the point that now we mistreat people. You want to sabotage what the Spirit of God is doing? You want to sabotage prayer and fasting and what we do to set ourselves apart for the Lord? Quarreling ruins the party. If we get spiritual about it, maybe we pray. Now listen to this. He says, you do not have because you don't ask. So then we think, hey, instead of taking it into my own hands and mistreating people, that didn't seem to work, I'll pray about it. And he says, you ask, but you do not receive because you ask wrongly. Say that, ask wrongly. You know how this works on a human level, and I know we're flawed. So, you know, it's not a pure example of how the Lord is because he's marvelous and wonderful in all he does. But you know how to be asked something wrongly, right? The approach and the way someone asks has a lot to do with the way that we answer. Has a lot to do with it. Was it humble? Was it appreciative? Was it thankful? We're not talking about manipulation here. We're talking about genuine virtue and characters. He says, you don't have because you ask wrongly. And when you ask wrongly, you're asking so that you can satisfy your passions and basically spend it on yourself and not care what anyone else says or thinks. Feels. See, this is James, the chairman of the board. He says, you quarrel and fight because there's stuff lurking in your own heart. And when you do pray and ask, you ask wrongly and you ask with wrong motive. It's interesting in verse 4 because he's talking to the church and he addresses them this way. He says, you adulterous people. We want to be married to the Lord and submit to Him. But instead, we submit to our own evil desires and we commit adultery to the Lord by doing so. You see, God's doing some wonderful things in a lot of people these days. Fruitful things, marvelous things. And when we get together, I want it to be so marvelous for people, so good for people, so encouraging for people, that we wouldn't damage what God has been doing in their life by mistreating them or allowing them to observe us to quarrel and fight or be divisive or be a self-promoter and do things outside of God's purpose. Listen, your desire, you might think it's good. You might think the whole kingdom of God revolves just around your little interest or agenda. And I got news for you, it doesn't. And you think that's the most important thing. It could be an important thing, but you'll ruin it by mistreating people. And I don't want anything damaged that God's doing. And what ruins a great holy day around here is if people start fighting and quarreling and being divisive. I want you to stand with me, please, all over this room. James said the reason you quarrel and fight is because what's going on in here. I mean, think about it. The kids are small. They're in the back seat. You're strapped in. They're supposed to be. I want that. Give that to her. It's not hers. It's mine. Share. She had it already. You hear what's going on in them? Mine. I want it. I want it. Mine. At that point, they no longer want it for wanting it. They just want it so the other person can't have it. Tell me that doesn't just, you know, disappear without giving it attention in our own life. I've watched people argue their point because it was no longer about what was best. It was about, I'm going to get my point. I'm going to get my way. Without consideration of what might be best for the common good. So let me give you a pastoral word this morning. Word from a pastor, one who cares about what God's doing in your life. A reminder to me in my own life. But you know what? I want this to be good when we get together so that when you leave, you say, this was good and it's not damaged. It wasn't damaged. And the fasting and prayer that you and I do, that it isn't sabotaged. And that we don't hinder someone else who's a, you know, on the peripheral audience who happened to watch, observe, and hear how you or how others treated you. And when they mistreat you, how you handle it. See, he goes on in that chapter and says, don't speak evil against a brother. That includes sisters. See, I want God to prosper you. I want Him to bless you even while I'm waiting for the blessing that I'm seeking from Him. I don't want to get tangled up in how come they get blessed and I'm still waiting for mine. No. Celebrate with the blessing that is happening in other people's lives. Yeah. Let's keep tabs on what's going on in here so that we don't damage what God is doing among us.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.